my certificate, cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a phone to pick. Citizens had to declare this collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Fuck bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to Batana Rumi. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
That would be grand. Only if you would see my friend. First, you must understand. They pathologically
pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship and to persuade you to agree
again.
That's it, man. It'll never cease to end. Perpetual conflict. Free again.
Free again.
Deep, take the shackles off. But have you ever
really been?
According to maritime admiralty law, you never will
be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim your tax money, they freely spend on wars that never seem to end.
Listen carefully.
The United States is not a country, but the corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of
your respective state.
Not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes.
Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the
family Bible.
But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles. So they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th
Amendment citizen.
The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. You bow to tyranny again.
That's right.
And voluntarily, my friend.
Every day.
14th Amendment citizen.
Dead slave all the way.
You better learn to speak to them.
You better learn to claim your own self.
The President of the United States don't answer to the Queen.
Nope.
Some shadowy cat that you've never seen.
In Rome.
Frank Van Dyck wrote about it in the Evening Post.
Don't forget Tel Aviv.
Now the creature from Jekyll Island is robbing your blind while he's smiling at you, cause he's just a ghost. You can't
hear him.
To get a job in America, you need a SSN.
Social Security.
To go to work in Canada, you need a car deep and call a sin.
Communism rising.
They change the names, but it's all the same, no matter where you've been.
No matter where.
They declared an emergency in 1933, and it certainly
1933 bankruptcy.
I got a son that I cannot call a kid. If I have my way, I'ma get him off the grid.
Get him off the grid.
I got a beautiful girl named Sophie on the way.
Listen carefully to this.
Try to stick a little chip in my children, forget the gazillion. They really gonna have to pay.
Really gonna have to pay. Pay, pay, pay. If they do that to my kid, same goes. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, that's payday Monsanto. Folks, I cannot be a bigger advocate for payday Monsanto after really digging in to his music. Absolutely incredible, incredible lyrics. Look, we know that our kids listen to this style of music. Now, you can either let Hollywood and the entertainment industry capture your child and your child's brain. Or you can go and you can get payday Monsanto's music and copy it on a bunch of little discs and throw it around your house. Maybe play it while you're in the kitchen. Even if you don't like it, grin and bear it. I know it's not typically the majority of our audience style. I get that. But we are going to be highly promoting this music for a reason. Folks, they have our kids. This is an all-out assault on the brains of our children. This artist plays and creates music with more truth in his music than our schools deliver our kids. I urge any of you, go to paydaymonsanto.com. Look at the lyrics for yourself. We're not just talking about getting back to the roots of where we became a great nation. The mindset that we had when we became such. Oh, yeah, a little cussing here and there. It gets their attention. You know how the kids are these days. But when it comes to the actual content of the music, I really don't think that you could do any better. Now, I know that you guys out there, you might be saying, oh, I don't listen to this stuff. I need you. I seriously need you to get on board with this. There is no more important thing than the minds of our children, and they are being stolen from us. Sometimes when you can't beat somebody, you got to join them at their tactic. I just urge any of you to please read the Art of War. If you want to give your kids the truth, and I think that you might find yourself tapping your foot along the way a little bit as well. Let me introduce you just to a little bit more of Payday Monsanto with Mega Shekels. Check this out.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception. But a priest will also tell you it's okay to suck his dick when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible shit that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His dick should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That Jesus shit will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddle into children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocence with lunacy, drip drop, pish posh, poppycock buffoonery. The urgency is illustrated oh so beautifully. I'm sorry that it had to get to this level for you to see. You've been getting raped in your ass. Your advisors are akin to a snake in the grass. But you keep on listening while they're whispering. In your ear, you don't hear the conditioning. I'm irate by the shit that I've been witnessing. That's why I must protect my state like militiamen. These sycophants are sickening, that's why I'm sticking them. And if I saw them all on fire, I swear I wouldn't piss on them. If anything, I'd put them on the grill and sizzle them. And plate them up and serve them like a three-star Michelin.
Mega Shekels.
Billions of dollars is
Payday Monsanto.
Mega Shekels. Make them do what they're supposed to. They fucking up Gaza, you're paying for their rockets. Mega Shekels. What you wouldn't do to get them? You can't get enough of that. Oh no. Mega Shekels. Don't you know how to play the victim? I'll be the judge of that. Call me the gavel breaker, the black robe burner and hassle maker. Take you to the desert, tie you to cactus and rattlesnake you. The action
waiter to facilitate
the greater. Hit you with the agitator, serve you with the mashed potato. Equalizer, the whole of hoax complete survivor. The stranger in your chambers is waiting to penalize you. The adjudicator, jury and execution.
Now listen to me, Mossad. We're on to your game. We know all about King Street and your explosives. And we know about Silverstein letting y'all camp out in the World Trade Center and all those boxes. We know it all. We've heard the 9/11 reports. All this 28 pages you got ain't got nothing on us, brother. Ain't got nothing on us.
I bet you're speechless when the slugs hit you. Nothing you can do to stop me. Might as well call a British Bobby. I don't give a flying fuck if you call a Yiddish
Nope.
Do whatever you gotta do to get off. I sharpen a spoon and hack your fucking head off.
That's right.
Keep your Congress critters kosher. Billions of dollars is coming out your pockets. Mega Shekels. Make them do what they're supposed to.
I don't know if all of you are tired of all this 28 pages stuff, man, that's been flying around on Facebook. Please don't fall for it. Please don't be the people out there that fall for it. I don't care if you're behind Trump. I don't care if you don't vote at all. I don't care what you do. I have been inundated with this 28 pages of absolute bull, absolutely garbage, spinning people up, throwing you right for the patsies that they brought from their CIA contacts in Saudi Arabia. And they're presenting it to the people as if this 28 pages is going to give you some sort of revelation. Let me tell you something. If in that 28 pages it doesn't talk about the Israelis that were arrested with explosives in their van on King Street in New York City on 9/11, if it doesn't talk about the police officers who bravely arrested those men and put them in custody and did their job, only to be absolutely at upon their entire service to their country, absolutely pawn. I get angry at that. I get angry at the 3,000 lives, including the firefighters that I lost that were instructors of mine. I get rather upset. Sometimes I act out. Tonight's one of those nights. I take every one of those lives that were lost seriously. And when I hear people like Glenn Beck and others say that they don't actually think that they could actually hate 9/11 victims' families, but they've finally come to that point. At that point, gentlemen, it is time for you to hang up your microphone. If you have lost all ability of integrity to stand up for people who are grieving and who want answers, shame on you. I used to listen to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck introduced me to some things and things that I already knew about, but he brought my attention back to them. And I thought maybe when he left Fox News, maybe there was some hope for this brother. Maybe there was just a little, maybe he would open his eyes like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who I have so much respect for, who did. I know I get angry. I get emotional over it. I guess that's the Italian in me rather than the Scottish. But let me tell you something, people. If you keep sending your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they come back Romans. These folks are grabbing your children's brains and they're twisting them. They're twisting them in ways should never be. There was a rather brilliant man, and he's criticized for the society he was among. I don't really care about societies. I care about information, and the information is correct. So listen to this. Take this in. I've played it before, and I'll play it again. But listen very carefully, because you can call him many things, but you'd better call him correct. Because he was right about every single thing he said. March 9th, 1974. Robert Welch. Listen carefully.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example.
Now, let me ask you, who exactly has an issue with Donald Trump's statement of America first? Who screamed from the highest mountain that was so horrible because, you know, another country should be first? I'm putting just food for thought out there for those Rothschild created, you know, corporate constructs that they steal the name of an entire people for. Sorry, let me get back to the speech.
Here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget, despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. 8, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. 9, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace. Peace always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself. So brush the insider's dust out of your eyes, my friends, and the communist soap suds out of your brain.
Out of your brain.
Ask yourselves in all honesty, what on earth is wrong with the United States simply minding its own business?
Minding its own business. Imagine that. Ooh, what horrible people we would be.
Or with having its foreign policy function primarily for the safety and benefit of the American people.
How could you disagree?
Exactly what we had done for the first 140 years of our existence.
140 years!
To the incredible advantage of ourselves and everybody else. Everybody, that is, except a numerically small clique of power-lusting conspirators who had somehow inflicted themselves on a gullible world.
In 1868.
While we turn to a very brief summarization of what we hope the John Birch Society will help and even sometimes lead the American people to accomplish during the next 15 years. 1, our first and most important specific undertaking should be to restore the complete independence of the United States. This...
What a horrible idea, huh? Yep, just throw them up on a cross.
This includes our resolution to get us out
Rachel
of the United
Maddow
Nations
would.
And get the United Nations out of the United States. Two, we must once again make our money freely redeemable in gold at some realistic price. And we must take all practicable legislative steps to prevent a recurrence of the enormous thievery and other subversive crimes that have been perpetrated on the American people through a contrived inflation by every president from Franklin Roosevelt through Richard Nixon.
Oh, and before that, Abe tried setting it straight after he messed up.
The number of government bureaus, of government civilian employees, and the whole quantity of government by at least 50%.
I would leave the federal government out of job creation.
And we should achieve at least this much reduction in proper fashion through gradually convincing a majority of the American people of the wisdom of such a course. 4, we should withdraw all American troops from every spot on earth that is not American soil, except when and where such troops may be required, as decided by Congress, to protect American lives and property from criminal vandalism. 5.
Hang on, Jeff. Listen to this next one.
5, we should get government out of the areas and functions and activities where government does not belong.
Oh, my Lord, do you think that would be a great idea? And people have the nerve to call this man nuts. Well, just, my grandmother said when she heard this speech, where do I sign? That's all I have to say about that. I'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam with some callers. Go ahead and call in if you want. We're here. We're here to listen. Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Come to the grips with the fact that they told us exactly what they were going to do. They wrote a document called the Project for a New American Century.
Don't ever say I didn't warn you. That's about all one can do.
Payday Monsanto, under control.
Civilian. When did the heroes morph into the villains? How can two planes powderize three buildings? These are questions that could get you murked, politically, socially, physically, put into the dirt. Many swear that there's some kind of conflict of interest within. The conflict depends upon what you're interested in. You can chant 9/11 was an inside job all day until you say the Mossad, and pay closer attention to Flight 175 and the odd cylindrical pod beneath the fuselage. Then it's 2+2 level addition after you factor in the flight termination systems. Then flashback to the cash the good rabbi stole September 10th stop right down the rabbit hole. What can I get with 2.3? You can get unlimited corporate
Trump.
The Pentagon was not an act of randomness.
terrorists that murdered accountants, bookkeepers, and budget analysts. That side of the building was retrofitted prior to this, to withstand bomb blast, a nickname that catches me. If that don't give you some kind of clue why they blew them on, maybe you should take some medication for your new disorder. If buildings are burning, don't ever trust a news reporter with 267 stories of gruesome slaughter. Don't ever mention Dov Zakim and Trillion stolen, much less missile equipped Boeing's even remote controlling. With System Planning Corporation International, the folks to see if you got some buildings you'd like to crash.
Michael Chertoff.
But that's impossible without the proper capital.
Larry Silverstein.
I'm asking you what you would do with unimaginable wealth. So much money you can't delve in it. To buy 10 presidents in 12 senates.
Ron Paul was right.
That's right.
James Trafficking was right. Ken O'Keefe was right. Daddy Young Hussein resurrected the public from all this jamming. Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Payday Monsanto, folks. You better send this to your kids.
You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. It took me about a year.
Took you about a year, Glenn?
I had such compassion for them, and I really, you know, I wanted to help them.
That's about a millionth of what you can get with 2.3 trillion. Some clown named Glenn Beck. Fucking with a Pentagon talking point.
Mossad.
He hates the 9/11 victims' families. But that didn't roll.
Hey, Tel Aviv! You paying any attention?
They're well aware they can no longer create a consensus. As
you think you can shut the website down?
So they
block me down off Facebook.
The other side of the spectrum named Haraldo. To tacitly give 9/11 truth a 6-minute segment semblance of credence. As if we didn't
bunch
have that
trolls.
Many years ago. Dummy. The system is designed to make you think anything is funny. Pretty soon you won't be able to buy anything with your monopoly money. Dummy.
Can I get with 2.3 trillion? What can I
one world government.
3 trillion.
Day before 9/11, Rumsfeld stepped to the podium. All that money, where did it go? Oh, Lord, all that money, where did it go? Do we all know where it went? I don't think we do. I think I'm making my point. Mossad. CIA. Compartmentalized. FBI. Getting the point, folks. Folks, this is Payday Monsanto on Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam with some hard-hitting modern truth. My hat's off to Payday Monsanto. We'll be back after a few words to take a few calls. Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Blood hits the ground. Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We have some callers on the line. Before I go out on any of my other anti-Zio rants, Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, you're just a Facebook hater is the problem.
I know. I'm just terrible. Yeah. I hate Zuckerberg and all of his liberal trolls.
Yeah. If you know Payday, Clint Richardson, who did Corporation Nation that finished last year on RBN, he's just finishing his book at strawmanstory.info.
Can't wait.
Yeah, you need to have Payday go there. And I wanted to kind of here's a small paragraph out of about page 706 that he probably wouldn't mind me reading on air.
No, go ahead.
He says, this is, in a clandestine way, merely outright theft, piracy of the sea, and all that is required is absolute ignorance through the continuous circular publication education process of all parents and children so that they may never imagine their own inheritable rights have ever existed in the first place. This process of publicity, of delivery and the seizure of the government's district into strength, this is the 14th Amendment stuff we're talking about, has been streamlined and normalized as part of a custom of our national societies, as the Social Security system that are now in 140 countries around the world are all controlled by the United Nations and the World Bank under the International Social Security Association.
Bingo.
It is the ultimate worldwide government public scheme to kidnap all children into and under the international law of nations.
Yep.
So, and then the last thing is one big fictional registered tax family under one Caesar, taking all of us from a sovereign corporate state of being and making us merely sons and daughters of the nations. So that's essentially what the Payday's, you know, a couple songs, you know, really hit the matter of.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a lot more out now. I don't know if you're familiar with
what
that.
What I'm saying is if you do have an in with him,
I do.
Mention this Get Clint's book so you can kind of peruse through it. It's pretty phenomenal.
I would be glad to do that. As a matter of fact, I just chatted with him tonight. And, Payday will be tentatively, after we make arrangements, he's familiar with the show. He's familiar with our content.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be contacting him after the show tonight to book him on the show. I don't foresee any problems because he and I are kind of
just,
locked
up. Strawmanstory.info and then have him, contact the, you know, Clint. Clint may be practicing camping right now under the stress that he's decompressed after writing this book. It's been 12 years worth of research.
I understand.
And, you know, he sent it out about, you know, April 20th for 15 people to edit, and you know, I've been kind of poking along. But all the stuff from Bruce is going into our guy on Sunday because he never has a chance to pay attention to anything. But if Bruce is going to run for the Florida 11th, you need to let me know if he's going to file for it with the $8,000 filing fee.
Yep.
And I'll try and get an endorsement maybe from Trump for him. All right?
If you can do that, you need to send me an email.
But what I'm saying is he's got to look at the filing deadline for the Florida 11th.
We're already looking at it. We're very aware
okay.
of it, and
right, well,
we're
just
having
let me know
conversations.
If he does, yeah. And then we'll move forward.
It looks like he is. It looks
okay,
like
good. In right,
one.
Well,
and I'll put it
right
to you this way, just so that you know this: it's either going to be Bruce, or it's going to be one of our significant others. We are going to move for that 11th congressional Florida
Bruce.
Seat.
Because Bruce can articulate it on the stage when he's attacking these guys.
We have reasons, and you'll understand.
I understand.
You'll understand after the email that I send you back.
All right.
You'll understand that. I'm going to keep that a little bit down key for the minute.
That's fine. All right.
But we're moving for that seat.
Yeah, all the stuff you sent me is in the loop right now. So
yes,
just it's in a holding pattern, but it's
cool.
Okay.
All right, awesome.
Okay, thanks. See you, bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. And Chris in Las Vegas. Chris.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, evening, kind of into night here. How are you, brother?
Well, I am a little bit wrought and spent. I had to send a letter to some zone Nazis here in Las Vegas that are delusional, out of their mind, don't know what the hell they're doing. They're incompetent. They don't even know the rules about service or what a normal complaint's supposed to have in it.
Right.
Trying to threaten to steal my stuff and tell me I got to haul off my junk cars, which are collector classics.
I was there. Wait a minute. You don't have any junk cars there.
Well, there are some classics, 57 Dodge Hemi, 56 Dodge Hemi, and some Mustangs and 35 Plymouths.
And you have them all fenced in. Nobody can even see them. What's the problem?
Well, I have some in the front. You know, you don't put the Mona Lisa in the back garage.
Well, that's
true. You want
it
out there where somebody might be interested to stop and talk. And I've had numbers of people stop to talk to me about my cars, but apparently some don't. In fact, I think it's a political prosecution. In fact, along that line, today they had a hearing for Cliven Bundy. They were seeking a change of judge, and Joel Hansen and Larry Klayman were both there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't grant it. Gloria Navarro. And, in fact, most of this judiciary here at the federal judgeships in Las Vegas are all Reed appointees.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a conflict of interest, a profound conflict. Of course, Gloria Navarro didn't see one. In fact, she didn't see any reason for granting a request for a change of judges that I put in on these two terrorist tag teams, J.C. Mahan and, of course, Vince Kim Fehrenbach. Fehrenbach was also on some of their hearings, too.
Yes.
These guys are part of that St. Albertus Hunt Club where Scalia got whacked out of.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I haven't been screaming not loud enough about that. I've had some people come at me with, well, he was part of the de facto. He was this. Let me tell you something. Every single life to me mean something. If he was going to face, he's going to have to face his creator one day and have to answer for whatever he's going to answer for. That's his business. But I know this. The man died and Texas state law was violated. That in and of itself, for a Supreme Court justice to die without anyone present, without a family member present, without a security present, without anyone near him, for him to die in the nature which he did, for no autopsy to be presented, I don't believe for one second that the family was not pressured, threatened, or intimidated to come forward and say first of all, it's not for the family to accept or deny an autopsy of a Supreme Court justice. He was given a lifetime position by the United States Corporation. That in and of itself should warrant an official investigation into his death when he dies alone. I don't go by all of the reports. The pillow was over his head, above his head, behind his head. His hands were behind his back. His hands were at his side. I don't go by any of that. The fact of the matter is the man died alone. He died in Texas, and Texas law was violated.
That's enough for me. Well, not to mention that the parallels between the Finneca murder and the Scalia murder are striking. The destruction of evidence to cover up the crime.
Yep.
The holding it in a foreign jurisdiction.
Yep.
Having conflicted agents of the government being the only investigators.
Yep.
Who have a vested interest, and they shouldn't be confident to do any investigation. They should have an independent third party doing the investigating.
Sure enough. Absolutely.
Well, and this is just absolutely, what I see, Tom, is we're seeing the exact same through the judiciary in this country that's going on with the Department of Homeland Security, the IRS.
You mean the Department of Homeland Insecurity?
Yes. Well,
Gestapo.
They seem to speak in polar opposites, Tom. Whatever they tell you, look 180 degrees, and that's what you're getting. You know, the most transparent administration in history. Well, they've been covering up, obstructing justice, denying, delaying, stonewalling every legal trick they can think of to have to keep from coughing up the information and the evidence, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Lois Lerner, Koskinen, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
The whole thing, you got a government of criminals running this country. They're abject mobocracy is what it is, out of the Zionist cabals coming out of the Talmud and everywhere else around the world that have taken over this country.
Well, you know, there's something else. There's another thing that's going on here that I'd like your thoughts about. Now, I had an uncle who was gay, right? So I don't have any hatred towards gays or anything like that. I don't care what people do in the privacy of their own homes. In a constitutional republic, it's none of my business. Your business, what you do, you have to answer to your creator. I commit sins. You commit sins. I look at sins as all equal. I don't try and gauge them, right? So let's just saying that. I've noticed a trend going on here. We have the most Marxist insane movement going forward. The two main voices in opposition that are being really embraced right now are A, Milo Yiannopoulos, a Breitbart writer who is an admitted open flaming homosexual and is on the I forget what tour it is, the Dangerous Faggot Tour throughout the United States. And get this, conservative youth groups are inviting him to come to campuses all over the place, okay? And the other advocate is Ben Shapiro, who is an Orthodox Talmudic dude. It's like we can't get an edge up to save our lives and put somebody forward who isn't a part of some sort of subverted group. And standing against communism, it's so Hegelian in nature. It's either A, you embrace the insanity of social justice warriorism, or B, you embrace a Talmudic Zionist or a flaming homosexual as a traditional conservative. My Lord, where have we come?
Well, you're exactly right. You're seeing Trotskyite Stalinists being brought up here in America. It's really precipitated a period of escalating violence, just like they had in Germany prior to Hitler taking over, just like they had in Bolshevik Russia before those who call themselves Jews killed off 66 million or more. And this is history repeating itself here. It's just most of them in America.
Oh, hold on. Let me just pause you for a moment, because I know that the criticisms come almost immediately after things like this are said on the air. And I just want to illustrate. We've heard about 6 million, 6 million, 6 million, 6 million. Exactly, and I know that you know the number to this. How many Christians were murdered at the hands of the Jewish-led Bolsheviks in Russia? How many Christians?
About 166 million or something like
166 million people, and at least 50 million of them, I can assure you, were Christian. Assure you, if not more. That's being extremely conservative in numbers. Yet, we are propagandized with this guilt complex exactly that is being used against us by the likes of Black Lives Matter and the rest of the social justice far-left regressive movement. That for some reason this action that was committed by a one country of Europeans and a lot of propaganda at that, that all people of the world are guilty and should feel in some way that they owe these people to steal other people's land and put them on it, as if the Bible were reduced to a property deed. It is disgusting. It is disgusting to me. It violates even if whether you're an atheist out there or a Christian. If you're a Christian, the Bible itself denounces the belief of Christian Zionism. The Bible itself speaks of the broken covenant. I don't think that it was any more clear. Do you?
Absolutely not. The Bible tells you what are abominations to the Christ. They tell you what just makes him inflamed and mad, and yet these are the same idiotic, insane, psychopathic, perverted policies that this administration keeps trying to poke down the throats of Americans.
May I share with you one moment?
Sure.
A reading from the Bible itself. For those of you who support Israel because you believe that Israel is God's chosen people. Jeremiah chapter 11. This is New Testament. This is Christian Testament. Jeremiah received the Lord's word. The Lord's word. Listen to the terms of this covenant and proclaim to them the people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem, saying to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Cursed are those who don't heed the terms of this covenant. Let me repeat. Cursed are those who do not heed the terms of this covenant that I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, that iron crucible, saying, obey me and observe all that I instruct you, then you will be my people and I, even I, will be your God. I will fulfill my solemn pledge that I made to your ancestors to give to them a land full of milk and honey, as it is the case today. Now, I don't know about you. Land of milk and honey to me does not mean the land of blood and flesh. Just saying, let me continue. And I replied, as you say, Lord. The Lord said to me, announce all these words in the towns of Judah and on the streets of Jerusalem. Obey the terms of this covenant and perform them. I repeatedly and tirelessly warned your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt to this very day, saying, obey me. But they did not listen or pay attention. They followed their own willful ambitions, so I brought upon them the punishments I prescribed for violating this covenant, for refusing to obey. The Lord said to me, a conspiracy is taking place among the people of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors who refused to obey my words. They too are following other gods and serving them. The people of Israel and the people of Judah have broken my covenant that I made with their ancestors, Christian Zionists. I beg of you, just read your own book. That's all I ask. I don't think that's too complicated. Do you, Chris?
The synagogue of Satan.
You got that right.
Complete with stories I mean, look at when Moses supposedly went up to the mountain to get the writings with the finger of God into the tablets of the rocks they brought down. The first time it came down, they melted all their gold, made a golden calf, worshiping Baal.
Yep.
And Moloch or Nimrod.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, in Baal ceremonies, what did they do but sacrifice children? Abortion and have orgies, which were multi-sexual. Go ahead.
Mockery, depravity, homosexuality, just all sorts of abominations. This is offensive to the Creator, and if this country, this idiocy, this lunacy of putting human body parts into food and trying to pawn it off on the stupid goyim so they can be genetically modified and make themselves unacceptable in this twisted view of the creators, do they not think that the Creator is smart enough to know that those people are not sophisticated enough to know this is happening? They're being preyed upon and seduced and induced to do this stuff without their knowledge?
Can't disagree with you, brother. Can't disagree with you. We got to take a break, and then we're going to be going to our last break of this hour. Hang with me if you'd like, Chris. I'd enjoy that. Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, rolls the sea of years. With no provisions, but no place, oh, the straits fear. Oh,
Senator, thank you. Senator Gravel, same question. The other than Iraq, three most important enemies to the United States.
We have no important enemies. What we need to do is begin to deal with the rest of the world as equals, and we don't do that. We spend more as a nation on defense than all the rest of the world put together. Who are we afraid of? Who are you afraid of? I mean, it is unbelievable. The military-industrial complex not only controls our government, lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
Senator Edwards, same question. The other
okay,
than
that's
Iraq,
enough for you.
Three most.
I hate your fucking gun.
Robert Gates.
Sometimes you make me overcome with greed. But you're everything I need.
Everything.
I got higher education for you, vaccinations for you, and all kinds of experimental medications for you. I got professors and doctors, indoctrinated kids, and media outfits to tell you just how great it is. We concentrated it. Now you must depend upon banking institutions integrated with the Pentagon. It's been said we spread malice and greed, but the benefits are limitless. We got everything you need.
While you were sleeping, we came
Tavistock Institute.
All the way.
Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. That is Payday Monsanto, The Complex. I know, folks, we're going to be playing a little bit of Payday coming up. We really want you to go to paydaymonsanto.com. Please check on these lyrics and spread them out to your family and friends that listen to this style of music. They need to hear it. You know, there are many different ways of skinning your prey. Well, this is one of them. And to be feeding the minds of the youth with real truth, that is what we need to be doing, because we seriously need to be focusing on the young people of this country who are being propagandized every day by this Marxist ideology, this Cloward Piven strategy, Tavistock Institute, total immersion, infiltration, and subversion. We'll be back after some words from our sponsors with the second hour. Callers, stay on the line. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Land of the not so free.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.